You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 57, Numerology, Decode Secret Messages, Part 2. Today we're going to discuss the secret messages that were found in living DNA by Greg Braden, a researcher and scientist. Greg Braden is internationally renowned as a pioneer in bridging science, spirituality, and the real world. But before we talk about the research Mr. Braden has done on DNA, let's quickly recap the system of numerology. In numerology, letters are specifically linked to numbers. Every ancient language from Hebrew, Aramaic, Sanskrit, and even cuneiform has been found to correlate to a number value. The letters of the languages link to very precise numbers that have never changed over time. By using the system to translate vibration, you can begin to find hidden messages everywhere. Decoding a message is just like translating, and the translator has to understand the code when trying to make sense of the message. So it's true for people learning about numerology that you must understand the vast meanings of each vibration in order to make correlations. Mr. Braden discovered in his research that the numbers that represent letters in the ancient alphabet were also the numbers that represented the elements on the periodic table. These are the elements that make up all life. If that wasn't enough, he then discovered that the numbers, when compared to the periodic table, were precisely the elements that make up DNA. That's incredible. Now, scientists have the ability to take the sequences of DNA within a cell and through those numbers, link them to letters in the ancient alphabet. The letters spell words, and the words, of course, have meaning. Mr. Braden found that the messages occur in layers, and each layer has its own code that must be understood. He discovered a message that was written in the topmost layer of our genetic code. The top layer in the DNA of all life literally translates to the words, God, eternal, within the body. This is what Mr. Braden's research revealed. He said it was a repeating message in the topmost layer of all life. He published his findings in his book, The God Code, that was released in 2004. Now, as we have been discussing, in all our episodes on the secret codes of the universe, secret codes are usually abbreviated messages, and they get right to the point. So this is consistent with the other codes we've been looking at, and Mr. Braden's research was also consistent, not to mention that it was a phenomenal find. He was able to use the science of numerology to find this powerful message in the topmost layer of DNA of all life. That's just incredible to think about. The translation was consistent with all the ancient root languages. So it said the same thing in every language. This is also powerful. Now, I want to share with you another finding. This information came out 9 years after Greg Braden's research was published. And before I share it with you, I want to remind you of what we spoke about in the episode, Overcoming the Fear of Knowledge. We spoke about the powers that be and how they try to manipulate the population through lies and deceit. The message that Greg Braden found in the top layer of DNA was consistent with the coded message. It was brief and it got straight to the point. God, eternal within the body. This was a consistent translation in every form of the ancient core languages. Just keep this in mind. In 2013, Harvard researchers claimed to have found a message from God in a, quote, little explored section of non-coding DNA, unquote. This is what they said they found in a little explored section of non-coding DNA. Those were their exact words. Now remember, Greg Braden's research revealed a message in the topmost layer of all living DNA, not a small little explored section, but in the topmost layer. He found a short repeating message that was only 5 words long, God eternal within the body. Now Harvard researchers say they found a 22-word message, an entire paragraph in a little explored section of DNA. That's a lot of words in a small section of DNA when Greg Braden only found a repeating 5-word message in the topmost layer of all living DNA. I'm now going to read the message to you that Harvard researchers claim to have found in this little explored section, and here it is. Quote, "Hello, my children. This is Yahweh, the one true Lord. You have found creation's secret. Now share it peacefully with the world." Unquote. Wow. All that from a small section of little explored DNA. And it only said this in Aramaic. Wow, that's incredible. What about all the other core languages? But no, just Aramaic. Now, that doesn't sound consistent to me. For me as a teacher, there are many things about this that make me skeptical. For one, it sounds nothing like the message that Greg Braden found 10 years before in the DNA of all life. The message he found was consistent with the secret code. It was brief, only 5 words, got right to the point. And it was the same message within all core languages when translated. Not to mention, it was found in the topmost layer of all living DNA. Harvard researchers, on the other hand, claim to have found a 22-word message that was a full paragraph with articles, contractions, the whole works, and a little explored section of DNA. It would seem to me that if there was going to be a paragraph found, it would be found in the topmost layer. But instead, that only had a repeating message of 5 words. It would seem to me that a small section of DNA would have even less words. That just makes sense. And as a teacher, these don't even sound like the same person writing the message. I'd have to really look closely at this. It sounds like two completely different authors. But wouldn't that be weird if we had two different creators of our DNA? I mean, I guess it's possible, but these messages sound nothing alike to me. Now, just to recap, Greg Braden's message was deciphered. It was short. It was sweet. It corresponded to all root languages. And Harvard's is long, complicated, and only corresponds to one language when translated. That doesn't sound like they use numerology, but I don't know what they used. Anyway, they claim to have used the same system, but it only translated to one language. So you be the judge on that one. Now let's move on. After Harvard released these findings, many Christians wanted to start a new crusade. One Southern Baptist minister was quoted as saying, quote, "Now that we know who the true God is, it's time to exterminate all other religions and start a new crusade," unquote. This is exactly what I'm talking about when I say that religions have caused more wars than anything else. If you think that the Creator wants you to kill people in the name of God, then you've gone completely mad and you have no light within you. But I blame the instigators that continually want to create confusion and separation among the masses. They use lies and deceit in order to accomplish this. We get in trouble when we look for validation from the so-called accredited sources in our world. You have to remember, the people who control these sources have a vested interest in keeping you asleep. And until you realize that, you will continue to be a puppet for the powers that be. Learn how to think for yourself and come to your own conclusions about what you learn and about what's really going on in this world. Don't be afraid to look outside the box because knowledge is everywhere. And in order to awaken, you must not only look outside the box, but you must step outside the box. It's the only way. So to wrap this episode up, there are many ways you can use numerology to assist you in your everyday life. The discovery of the messages that were found in the DNA are just incredible to think about. And this is just one way that the universe has left us clues to the deeper meanings and purpose of our existence. I hope you found this episode interesting and very thought-provoking. Thank you again for taking the time out of your busy day to listen. Please remember to share this episode with someone you know it would resonate with. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.